Welcome to the podcast. I'm Rod Morton, and I am glad you've joined us today. Listen, I absolutely believe that this will prove to be a very timely show for you and worth the time you invest in it today. Our nation and the entire world has experienced historic, widespread pain. Pain and uncertainty. We will address just what could be causing you a great deal of pain and explore how history, yes, history, could help spark your imagination and possibly help ease your pain and solve that big fat problem or challenge that you're facing right now. Or you could just tell yourself, I love pain. Make a kind of a mantra, you know, I love pain. Well, I don't know how that would work out. But before we dive into today's podcast, I want to share with you a story just to tee things up and give you a window into what you can expect moving forward. The title of the story that I'm about to share with you is, well, let me just say this. It's the partial title, and I'll reveal the full title after the story. But the partial title is Under a Mango Tree. All right, so under a mango tree. A little boy was sitting in his grandfather's backyard under a mango tree listening to the elder man. As his grandfather told him stories about his past, a whole new world was opening up to this little boy. The story and subsequent stories all started in the 60s, that's the 1960s, in Miami, and live on with a grown-up little boy today. First of all, the elder man was born in 1902 and had lived a fascinating life. He was highly successful, an entrepreneur at a very young age, and an aviator. He owned numerous airplanes and drove around Miami in a Packard during the Great Depression. He was highly intelligent, sober-minded, and giving. However, the elder man was known for being quite stern and a man of few words. The little boy was warned by his protective and loving parents to stay away from his grandfather. They didn't want the old man to hurt his feelings. However, the little boy approached the stoic old man at every family gathering. Eventually, the old man grew fond of the little boy. Over time, the boy was visiting his grandfather, who lived only blocks away, several times a week. When he was only 5 years old, he scared his parents and got into big trouble for riding his tricycle on a major street to visit his grandfather. He would later walk, ride his bicycle, or drive just to visit his grandfather. Even at the age of five, his grandfather spoke to him like a little man. He enjoyed the respect his grandfather gave him. The conversations were all about the adventures and events that made up the story of the old man's life. The stories often revealed history. For example, 7th Avenue, a major street today, was a dirt road when he was a newspaper delivery boy for the Miami Herald, the newly renamed paper, that is. As he listened to his grandfather, he learned not only his grandfather's life story, but the oral and living history of Miami and his family heritage. In time, he began to understand the links in American history to what his grandfather was telling him. It was larger than his life, his family, and Miami. The dots were connecting all over Miami and throughout America and the world. The stories would range from life during the Great Depression to World War II and beyond. The boy began his first history lessons through the eyes of his grandfather. The mutual respect that they shared was palpable. His wife told the boy, out of all the people in the world, he was his grandfather's favorite. This filled the boy with joy and sorrow, all at once. After all these years of living and all the great stories, no one came over to visit except for his family. This bothered the boy so profoundly, it would actually plant the seeds to his future. He actually admired his grandfather so much, he couldn't wait to be old. He wanted to be just like his granddad, so he thought being old would be the key. He was a man with integrity and character. Insults just rolled off, just like water on a duck's back. This story between the boy and his grandfather can be found all over America. The names, dates, and places are all different, but the theme is constant. With our youth-obsessed culture and fear of aging, it's no wonder seniors are not getting the respect and attention they deserve. The oral history and wisdom of a wise sage can bring unimagined mutual benefits and cultural change. Imagination is the key. History means business when we focus on three key areas, starting with the oral history of wise seniors like the old man in our story. The second key area is learning from the pages of history. As Winston Churchill once said, to learn about history, read biographies. Biographies and pioneers from the past can help spark our imagination and help solve some of our biggest challenges today. The social mores, landscape, and technology changes, but the pain and joy and mental challenges, they're all the same. The third and final area is our own personal history, and this includes our business and industry history. When we explore our past challenges and examine the before and after events, a new way forward can often be found. Learning from the pioneers in our own industry can also provide ideas for tomorrow. Knowing how we arrived can open a window to the future. These three key areas are under the benefits umbrella of finding solutions to our challenges, i.e. pain, and remember, the key that could unlock it all, imagination. Imagination transcends time and space. The old man, grandfather, passed away at the age of 88. His wife followed him not long after. He never knew just how much he actually meant to that little boy. The boy told him he loved him, but he never found the words to express just how much he meant to him. The truth is, that little boy didn't understand until years later just what those stories and words of wisdom actually meant. With age and the perspective of time, a clarity and understanding had blossomed. His admonitions and advice had little context in the boy's youth. With experience, the boy began to understand just how much his grandfather truly loved him. A whole new meaning became clear many years after he had passed away. This is sincerely a true story. After all, I should know. That little boy was me. We'll be right back after this quick break.
As you listen to today's podcast, we hope you will be inspired and find helpful hints from the past, sparking your imagination and helping you find solutions to your challenge. Remember, you can visit our websites anytime, historymeansbusiness.com and rodlancemorton.com for inspiration. Check out the trailers and clips to our award-winning documentary film, History Means Business America, with links to securely watch on Vimeo on demand. Now, back to Rod.
Welcome back. The full name of the title of the story I shared with you just before the break is HMB, History Means Business, Under a Mango Tree. Now, we may not know each other, but one thing I'm pretty sure of is this. we have challenges. It's part of life, and especially today, we've got pain just about everywhere. It's been inflicted upon us and the entire world, and very few people have been able to escape it entirely. And as you and I try to make sense of it all, and as we face this challenge, why try to reinvent the wheel? That's a waste of time, right? And it's been done. So, I mean, soaking the wood and bending it and molding it and all that, I mean, forget about it. You know, make it easy on yourself. I mean, listen, history has proven social mores, technology, and the landscape constantly changes, but the essence of being human remains constant. And here's one idea. Instead of, you know, trying to reinvent the wheel, try having a pioneer mindset. They faced the unknown and overcame huge challenges. When we try to put ourselves in their shoes and understand what they must have been thinking in order to succeed, we could solve our own huge challenge, but it could take a little bit of imagination, and it probably will take a lot of imagination. For example, President Washington and President Lincoln faced the ultimate wars with battles of an unknown outcome for each of them and for our entire nation. That makes them a pioneer in my book and others as well. Death and bloodshed was all around them. They had to stay focused. For them, it was the ultimate mental challenge. And you'll hear more about this in everything we do at Morton Imagine Company. So, for Washington, it was all about creating one free nation under God. And for Lincoln, it was keeping that free nation under God in one piece and not divided. You know, in American business, we have examples of this mental challenge in a different battlefield. And by the way, isn't so much of my life all about our focus, our mental focus? When you really think about it, when you drill down, haven't you had a big fat problem that wouldn't go away, and then ultimately it wasn't until you changed your thinking, you changed your focus, and when you did that, then you finally got past first base. In business, it is so true, and you have not, you probably, if you're in Florida, let me just say this. If you're in Florida, you've probably heard of him. If you're not from Florida, you probably have not. And I'm talking about Henry Flagler. He was known as the father of Miami, Palm Beach, and St. Augustine. He built his Florida East Coast Railway from St. Augustine and eventually all the way down to Key West. He came to St. Augustine in 1880, and he built the Ponce de Leon Hotel. And then he built some spectacular hotels all the way down the eastern seaboard of Florida, Palm Beach and Miami, just the largest wooden structure, as far as Palm Beach goes, in the world when he built that hotel. And he was an invaluable partner with the richest man in the world. He would become the richest man in the world, John D. Rockefeller. And I'm talking about Standard Oil. He was an original partner with him. He was wealthy, driven, and very, very, by all accounts, very, very intelligent. He was a visionary, yet he knew pain. Failure was not foreign to him. As President Lincoln was communicating with his generals and clearing the path for the Civil War, Flagler sold his distillery business, even though he didn't drink alcohol. He sold his distillery business and started the York Mining Company. With his brother-in-law, he thought it would be a great time to invest in this because, you know, of course, food preservation back then, you needed salt, so it would be very important for the soldiers. And things went great for a while, and then as the war wound down, the demand for his business dropped off, and then price cutting drove him out of business, and he lost everything. So what did he do? He dusted himself off, got a job as a grain merchant, paid off his whopping debts over $100,000, and would go into business with Rockefeller. And as I said, created Standard Oil. The rest is history. In Florida, just a little side note here, Florida is the world's number one tourist destination today. And one man's vision pioneered America's vacation capital. And that man, of course, is Henry Flagler. And we will share stories in this podcast that could inspire you and spark your imagination. They've truly, let me say, they really have inspired me. As I mentioned earlier, Morton Imagine Company, and really my entire mission, is all about mental focus. We've heard this before, but it's so easy to get off track. Mental focus. Trust me, I know. So, we explore how American pioneers, and this includes senior citizens, paved the way for all of us, looking at history through their lens, mental focus, and imagining solutions for today's challenges. You will find this in our documentary film, History Means Business America, our book, Buttonwood 24, and my speaking events and all future projects. Listen, what's causing you so much pain right now? What's your challenge? You can turn to many books, programs, courses, and gurus for answers and ideas. And that's great. Many of these are fantastic and could work for you. You're capable, I understand. What I'm saying is this. Here is one way, not the only way. History does repeat itself. This is something that we just don't think about because it's right under our nose. American pioneers come in all shapes and sizes, and not just found on the pages of history. They found a way. We know the outcome because we have the luxury of perspective, the pages of history, time. Perhaps they can help you right now. We're covering a lot of territory today, so in order to lay the foundation, I wanted to go over a lot of different areas. So hang with me. We're going to have fun. Well, okay, I guess I don't get out much, but I digress. We often think of the American pioneers, along with the pilgrims that landed in Jamestown, Virginia in 1607 and Plymouth, Massachusetts 1620, when we hear the word pioneer. Think about this. Our very first English settlement, Jamestown, was established by entrepreneurs seeking to create wealth and prosperity. Plymouth, i.e. Plymouth Rock, is a symbol of the pilgrims' quest for religious freedom. Both of these worthy goals we take for granted today. They had no idea what they would face. They knew it would be harsh, and they knew they'd have challenges, but just how harsh, they could not have known. With death and extreme hardship, they forged ahead and adapted as best they could. Captain John Smith and William Bradford left their fingerprints on the pages of history, and I believe that is a phrase coined by Robert Schuller. Now, Pedro Menendez de Avilés, however, beat them all to the New World, establishing America's first permanent settlement, St. Augustine, in 1565. He claimed it for Spain. Now, did the pilgrims and pioneers from 1607, 1565, and 1620 have the luxury of knowing their outcome as they faced the New World? The pain and the challenges that they faced, how well prepared they were physically and mentally, all depended on how they had prepared prior to leaving on the journey. They faced so many hardships that it's inevitable to try to describe it. Now, let's look at an unusual pioneer, if there is such a thing as an unusual pioneer, someone that you probably don't think of as a pioneer, at least initially, perhaps because he is not only in the news, he is the majority of the news today. He falls into two of the three areas of history that I covered in the Mango story. He can be found on the pages of history, and as a senior, he's part of living history. He's the oldest person elected president at the age of 70, the first billionaire, non-politician, military leader elected president in history. He's been in the news for decades as the brash New York City developer, has a hotel empire from New York spanning the globe. Obviously, I'm talking about Donald J. Trump. This is not a political angle. I must say that in today's environment, because, of course, we cover JFK, Trump, and Truman in our documentary film, History Means Business America.
Did you know Rod also has a blog? Visit rodlancemorton.com, and while you're in there, check out Rod's exciting book, Buttonwood 24. Read the reviews and see for yourself. It's filled with Wall Street history, mystery, and romance. If you haven't seen Rod in person, his events are fun, exciting, and inspiring. Now back to Rod.
Donald Trump is here for a reason. It's no accident. Hear me out. Just think about it. Remember in the early 90s, he was over $900 million in debt and sinking fast. He had to find a way or he was going to lose everything. Remember John DeLorean and many other big names? They lost it all. He told his wife at the time, Marla Maples, "See that homeless man over there? He is worth more than me." So, he got with his creditors, negotiated new terms, and made a deal, adjusted his business plan, changed his focus, and in a few years was worth billions more than ever before, and would go on to become, as we all know, the most powerful man in the world. Like him or not, this man knows who he is. He has the kind of mental focus with a work ethic that we could all aspire to achieve. Republican or Democrats, I should say, all of us. Listen, the pioneer mindset is how history means business. It's how you and I can solve huge, painful challenges with a little imagination. Anything is possible. No matter how old you are right now, right today, no matter what your pain and challenge is right now, can you think of a way your most admired pioneer, past or present, might inspire you, spark your imagination, and help you solve that problem? Remember, focus is the key. Focus on how they must have been thinking. What was driving him or her? Just don't focus on the outcome. We often think about what they achieved, and that's why we admire them. But just think about what they were focusing on. Again, or what they must have been focusing on. Again, I know we've covered a lot of territory here today, and we will drill down on each of these areas in the following podcast. So stay tuned. In summary, let's review the top four main takeaway points. Number one, we all have challenges, i.e. pain. You and I want to solve our challenges and get relief, right? Ease that pain so that we can have what we all want, and that is happiness. I'd call that happiness, right? We all have our own definition of happiness, but you're not alone in your pain. Trust me now. Now listen, I said that before. The other option is to tell yourself, I love pain. Like a mantra, you know, I love pain. Remember that? And maybe that could work, but probably not. The second main takeaway, unless you love pain, of course, is this. Remember, please don't try to reinvent the wheel. It's hard, and it's been done before, so let's not do that. Instead, one way is to find clues, helpful hints from the past. And number three, the third takeaway, and it's a big one, is how to tap into the past. The why is obvious. We want to get rid of the darn pain, get the problem solved. And we broke this down into three areas under the umbrella of finding solutions with the pioneer mindset. And the key to it all is imagination. Imagination could unlock solutions and the solutions you seek and let history mean business to you. So, here are the three areas in history, and this, the third main takeaway, not to be confused, and the first area in history, of course, is why seniors, like the one in the mango story. The second area in history is the pages of history, like the pioneers that we talked about. And finally, the third area is your own history. including your business and industry background. And as you listen to this podcast, you can probably think of a number of seniors, or maybe you can't, but at least one senior that you truly admire. Why not pay them a visit? Even if it does not bear fruit and solve your challenge immediately, the reward should be and could be on many levels and mutually beneficial. Pioneers took the arrows for all of us. Who were you thinking about when I mentioned the pioneers from the beginning? When I first mentioned the word pioneer, what popped in your mind? Who really inspires you? Steve Jobs, Columbus, Lincoln, Flagler, Trump, the guy down the hall that invents cool stuff, amazing stuff? Find out all you can about them and let your imagination kick in. Our third area in history probably sounded a little bit crazy, but it works. You have had success in the past. How did you achieve it? How did you do it? Reflect on it. You have failed. What went wrong? Reflect on it. Others in your own business and industry have as well, and look into it. Find out what happened. How can you apply this knowledge to that big challenge that you're facing right now? Finally, our fourth takeaway for today is you're not alone in your pain. You are not alone in your pain. So many times we feel that we are alone, that no one cares, that no one understands. Our problem is unique. And that creates tremendous stress and makes clarity in our challenge, trying to solve our challenge, even worse. So remember, never, never give up. Listen, I'm here for you. Honestly, I care, even though we don't know each other and we haven't met. Trust me, I've had my share of pain and failures, and it is no fun. That's really the impetus for why I'm speaking to you right now. I've also, like you, had my share of success and happiness, as we like to call it, as well. So, believe me, I know pain. You are not alone. Tap into history and start imagining a new way forward. I look forward to having you join me at our next podcast. Thank you for joining me today. And listen, thank you for joining me. And have a historic day. See you next time.
The copyright owner of this podcast is Morton Imagine Company.